You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, Hoops heads. Welcome to another episode of Locked On Warriors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. It is Monday, December 18th, 2017. I'm your host, Aliko Carter. Today's going to be a little bit short. I'm feeling under the weather, I want to make time to go see Star Wars before I go to this Laker game tonight. I'm excited to be seeing Kobe Bryant's jersey retirement ceremony tonight down here in Los Angeles. It's going to be quite the memorable evening. I'm sick. Gonna go through these segments rather quickly because it kind of hurts to talk a little bit. You can find my work on Forbes.com. I've also been featured on BleacherReport.com. You can get in contact with me via Twitter at Kogitare, K-O-G-I-T-A-R-E, or via email at AlikoCarter11@gmail.com. Also, make sure that you go to Facebook and like and subscribe to Locked On Warriors and Locked On NBA there on Facebook. Make sure you find Locked On Warriors on Instagram and go to LockedOnWarriors.com and hit that bookmark button. My first segment is going to be a preview of the game against the Lakers tonight. It's been a while since the Warriors played, and we're excited to see them here in Los Angeles. Should be a fairly competitive game. The Lakers have been playing fairly well, but they're still young, and so it's going to be a good test for the undermanned Warriors. In the second segment, I'm going to do my rookie watch. Instead of doing a schedule fast forward, which I did last Monday, I think that I want to talk about some rookies and see how they're playing. There's going to be some good rookie play tonight with Lonzo Ball and Kyle Kuzma along with Jordan Bell. We're going to go around the NBA and see how the rookies are faring. And in the third segment, I'm going to talk about Kobe Bryant because he's Kobe, and he's getting his numbers retired, so it's just an excuse to talk about Kobe Bryant. Who doesn't love talking about Kobe Bryant, right? But we'll start with the current Lakers. They're 11th in the Western Conference right now. They're not incredibly good, but they're fun. They're really fun. They're coached by Luke Walton, and the system that they're trying to influence the players to adopt is similar to the Warriors in that there's a lot of movement, that they want to push the pace, that he encourages shooting three-pointers, and their defense is actually pretty good. They've got a ton of young, good players. Brandon Ingram is playing very good basketball, the number two overall pick from last year. Lonzo Ball is, you know, he's coming along. I think people are giving him a really hard time for his shooting, but his overall play has been at least league average on the offensive and defensive end, I feel. The Lakers aren't nursing any injuries right now, which is more than we can say for the Warriors, who are still without Stephen Curry, Draymond Green, Sean Livingston, Zaza Pachulia, and Nick Young is probable with that concussion protocol, so we should see him play. The injury to Draymond Green is a little bit worrisome. He's got right shoulder soreness, but it was supposed to only be like a few days, and he's still dealing with it. So I'm sure that they're just being cautious right now, but if it's something that lingers, it really could affect a lot of the things that he does if he does return. You know, it's his shooting hand. You know, he makes most of his moves to the right. So we're hopefully going to get some clarity on that injury pretty soon, and we're hoping that he can play next week on Christmas. Interesting fact about the Warriors right now, in the four games that they've played without Stephen Curry during this stretch, they slowed down the pace to about league average, which I've mentioned in the past. The pace is slower, and they've dialed back their three-point attempts. They rank first in defensive field goal percentage in that span and first on the offensive side with 40.7% and 52.6% respectively. So the defense is really there. They're taking shots within the offense, and the kind of helter-skelter nature of Stephen Curry's basketball play is not a hallmark of this team right now. So the pace is slower, the three-pointers are fewer, and the defense has locked in. So it should be a really great game, and I'm looking forward to relaying to you what I saw at Staples tomorrow. If your company is looking for men between the ages of 18 and 44, look no further than the Locked On Warriors podcast. Locked On Warriors is listened to by 98% men and 80% between the ages of 18 and 44. So if that's your target demographic, make sure you get at me. Our rates are reasonable, and you can contact me for more details via email at alicocarter11@gmail.com. All right, let's get into Rookie Watch. I'll start with Jordan Bell because he's ours. He has doesn't have the same amount of playing time as some of the other rookies out there, but his plus-minus is top five among rookies, which shows that he's contributing when he does get minutes. And he has had a few games recently where he's getting up in the high 20s minutes-wise, and he's made things happen. He's really been stuffing the stat sheet, so good for him. He's not going to win any awards or anything like that because his playing time just isn't commensurate with, Rookie of the Year or anything like that. But he has been one of the most impressive rookies of this season, in my opinion. Lonzo Ball has also been impressive, 2 triple-doubles, but his shooting numbers aren't fantastic, and he's still getting, he seems a little tentative out there sometimes. I just don't really feel like there's a fire in him. But that is totally subjective observations. His play has been mostly, pretty good. He's assisting the ball. He is second in assists for rookies behind Ben Simmons. And he's using his length to get steals. He's having a pretty solid rookie season. I don't really see how we can call it anything but solid. He's just learning. He's learning a lot. Kyle Kuzma also having a great season. The rookie that nobody really saw coming is making a name for himself in Los Angeles. I want to talk about Ben Simmons because he's one of the best players in the league, not the best rookies, the best players in the league. He is playing at a top 20 level right now and stuffing the stat sheet with 17 points to go along with, nearly a triple-double, rebounding the ball and assists. And he's playing with a preternatural poise and without a jump shot, but still managing to make things happen for his team. He's so big and strong, but also so smart with the basketball, and he has complete control over his body. When I saw him play earlier this season in Philadelphia against the Warriors, I was so impressed with him. He just carries himself like a veteran. Dennis Smith Jr. is playing some really crucial minutes in Dallas. The Mavericks are not going to make the playoffs, but he's getting some great minutes. He's not shooting the ball very well, but it seems like Rick Carlisle is allowing him to find his own way to flourish, not punishing him for making mistakes, and he's got confidence. He's not shy, so good for Dennis Smith Jr. Still not much word on when Markel Fultz is going to make his debut for the Philadelphia 76ers, but that's obviously going to make the team even better, so looking forward to that. Over in Boston, Jason Tatum has been an absolute monster for the Celtics. He's playing with poise. He's playing big minutes, and he's making things happen on both ends of the floor, and playing alongside Kyrie Irving has really helped him kind of find his space. Some other rookies who've been playing well include De'Aaron Fox in Sacramento and Lauri Markkanen in Chicago. Not great teams, either of them, but they're allowing those young guys to get run and show their skills. So it's kind of like an incubation period for them, getting them ready to play meaningful NBA minutes with teams that have a better chance of making the playoffs in the future. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Donovan Mitchell for the Utah Jazz. He's playing some serious meaningful minutes for a playoff team, and he's playing with poise and maturity. He set the Jazz record for a rookie and became the first NBA rookie to score 40 points in a game since Blake Griffin in 2011. So he's also He's making things happen for the hurting Utah Jazz, who find themselves without Rudy Gobert yet again. All right, it's time to switch gears to old guys, and by that I mean Kobe Bean Bryant, the Black Mamba, 5 championships, 1 MVP, 2 finals MVPs, scoring championships, all-star MVPs, one of the top 10 players of all time, in my humble opinion, and also a man who courted a bit of controversy in 2004 when he was accused of rape. But 2004 was a much different time than 2017, and he was able to survive that with his reputation intact. Almost got traded to the Chicago Bulls, but came back to the Lakers and won 2 more championships after the three-peat with Shaq. I want to encourage everyone, if they don't watch Game of Zones, to definitely check that out. There's a there's an episode about Kobe called The Purple Retirement, and it's absolutely hilarious. So definitely Google Purple Retirement, Bleacher Report, Game of Zones, and watch that episode, because that kind of is going to be the sentiment of the evening tonight in Los Angeles. I want to talk a little bit about what Kobe's been up to since his retirement. He's keeping busy. In 2016, Kobe and his business partner, Jeff Stibel, launched Bryant Stibel, a venture capital firm focused on different businesses, including media, data, gaming, and technology, with $100 million in funding. They've already invested in 15 businesses together since 2013 and are continuing to do so under the Bryant Stibel umbrella. Bryant also established Kobe Inc. to own and grow brands in the sports industry, and he made an initial investment in Body Armor sports drink company in 2014. The headquarters are in Newport Beach, California, and I'm assuming Kobe has a nice office over there. He's also the official ambassador of the After School All-Stars, an American nonprofit that provides comprehensive after-school programs to children in 13 cities. He also started the Kobe Bryant China Fund, which partnered with the Sun Ching Ling Foundation, which is backed by the Chinese government and raises money within China earmarked for education and health programs. So he is very busy philanthropically and business-wise, and has really continued to build on his legacy and his empire in retirement. So this game is going to be fun, should be history, should be exciting, and the retirement is going to be a great event to showcase, you know, one of the greatest players to ever play in the National Basketball Association. Looking forward to that. That's my pod for the day. It's a short one today. As I said, I'm not feeling very well, so hopefully I'll be able to bounce back and tomorrow do a full-length pod for you. Tomorrow I'll be recapping the Laker game. I will be showcasing my Warrior of the Week, and that's going to be a double segment because I have some. I was able to talk to this Warrior recently, and I had a conversation with him. So double segment on Warrior of the Week tomorrow. I hope you're looking forward to it. Stay thoughtful, Hoopsheads.